Yvette Parrish is now serving as the acting mayor of Chickamauga. The city council voted 4-1 to remove Mayor Trey Deck following a public hearing on Monday. The council considered allegation of sexual harassment and the use of racist language as part of the city-led investigation. Under Chickamauga's city charter, there will be no special election. The mayor pro tem automatically steps into the role if the mayor is removed. Parrish will serve as acting mayor until the seat comes up for election in 2027. 5 felony arrests in Walker County on Monday. Among those jailed, 45-year-old Moreau Renee Kaufman was charged with arson. 58-year-old James Eddie Lundy faces possession charges of a Schedule 1, a Schedule 4, along with cocaine and meth. The complete arrest report is updated daily at discoverwalker.com. Gas prices in Dade, Walker, and Catoosa County are among the lowest in Georgia this week, averaging around $2.56 a gallon. Statewide, the average is holding steady at $2.66. That's unchanged from last week. That's 2 cents lower than last month and 29 cents cheaper than this time last year. AAA says softer demand and steady oil prices are helping keep costs down, giving drivers a little bit of breathing room. Nationally, prices ticked up slightly. It's $2.89 nationwide as February begins, but that's still well below where they were a year ago. We've got a look at sports when we return. High school basketball last night in girls action. Gilmer defeated Lafayette 63-33. Lady Ramblers are now 16-10 overall. They're 2-10 in Region 7-3A. In boys action, Lafayette won easily 72-42. Ridgeland's girls beat Northwest Whitfield 70-45. Gordon Lee's girls topped Armurchie 46-26. Ridgeland's boys, they lost to Northwest Whitfield 59-56. And Gordon Lee's boys won 67-49 over Armurchie. Details on all these stories, you can find it all on our website. Check us out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.